Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. You live.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm so pleased you could join us and hopefully get your feet up for the next couple of hours to enjoy the music provided by myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates, who will be along a little bit later on. Pretty much the usual format this week, nothing out of the ordinary, but a lot of, we hope, very good music. An album I played for the first time a few weeks ago, and of which I have been asked to revisit, is this date, led by the late veteran drummer Roy Haynes, an album called Love Letters, which was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City on the 23rd and 24th of May 2002. And the familiar number we heard, of course, was My Shining Hour, composed by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer for the Fred Astaire movie The Sky's the Limit in 1943. Along with Ray, we heard from Joshua Redman on tenor, Kenny Barron on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and, of course, Roy Haynes on drums. So plenty of familiar names to Swingtime listeners there. Since it was recorded at the Trading Studios in Paramus, New Jersey, on November the 27th and 28th, 2023, I've played just about every track from trombonist Conrad Herwing's album The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, except this one. Alex Norris is on flugelhorn, Bill O'Connell on piano, Ruben Rodriguez on bass, and Robbie Amin is on the drums, along, of course, with Conrad Herwing on the trombone. This is Search for Peace. Thank you. Jared Herwig and Search for Peace. Now on Swing Time, it's brand new release time, and having already made tribute albums to Duke Ellington, Paul McCartney, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, also to mention but a few, John Pizzarelli has come up with a not terribly original idea of a tribute to Tony Bennett. Although we do have I Left My Coat in Fat Sam's Disco, a number of selections are of songs recorded by Tony Bennett, but not necessarily, to my eyes at least, associated with him. For example, this upcoming example I tend to associate more, rather, as a song connected to Blossom Dearie. It was written by Cy Coleman and Caroline Lee in 1964. This is John Pizzarelli then, and When in Rome.
When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for Fondador. You know how a Fondador can lead to a few. And baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to France, and romance drops in from the blue, cher amour, I beg of you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. And though from Italy, I'd lie to you prettily, why think of me bitterly? You know that I'm true. Except now when then in Rome, I get that old yen in Rome. And naturally when in Rome, I do as the Romans do.
Recorded this album with his regular current touring trio, which of course comprises of himself on vocal and guitar, Isaiah J. Thompson on piano, and Michael Kern on bass. On to another track from this new release, Shaking the Blues Away. Now, I always associate this with Ann Miller from the film Easter Parade, although it was actually written by Irving Berlin 21 years earlier than the film of Easter Parade. It was written way back in 1927. Anyway, here it is by John Pizzarelli.
Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling the blues to go, they may refuse to go, but as a rule they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like those kiddos do, scrambling through what 23s can do. They shake their bodies so to and fro, with every shake a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. Thank you. those kiddos do, scrambling through a 23 skidoo. They shake their bodies so to and fro, with every shake a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. Ah, shake them, don't break them, shake all your blues away.
John Pizzarelli's brand new album is now available here in the UK. It's called Dear Mr. Bennett, complete with a cover illustration drawn by Tony Bennett himself, an illustration that is of John Pizzarelli. And the label is a new label on me. It's on the Green Hill label. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with me, your host for the first hour of the show, as usual, John Yule. And we have had problems with the podcast being available for Swing Time on certainly the last 2 weeks. We are trying to get the problem sorted out. Also, our entry on the website for the station is not anything like as accurate as it should be either. We understand that work is underway to try and retrieve the programmes that are missing, but if you do know of someone who regularly listens to the programme on the podcast and hasn't been able to do so for the last couple of weeks, if you could pass the information on for us, please, that we hope that the missing programmes will be available, and indeed we hope that the programme, as it usually is, will become available on podcast just after it's gone out live, as has always been the case in the past. Someone who has made their first album in many years last year was San Francisco multi-instrumentalist Roger Glenn. This is a track from his album My Latin Heart, this long-awaited album, and on this track Roger actually plays the vibraphone, along with David Key Matthews on piano, Ray Obiado on guitar, Paul van Wageningen on the drums, and Eric Rolando on congas. Although this album title suggests a strong leaning towards Latin-themed compositions, My Latin Heart, this is one of a couple of tracks whose title suggests somewhat more of Africa. This is Roger Glenn and Congo Square. Thank you. recent launch of Launch at the Moon, shall I say, the old chestnut as to what is the best ever moon song written is. Well, I'll tell you now what it is. It's I Wished on the Moon, which was written by composer Ralph Ranger and poet and critic Dorothy Parker back in 1935. This is a recording made on the 30th of November 1965 in Los Angeles. The arranger is Nelson Riddle. The vocalist is obvious. And the album title makes it even more obvious, Moonlight Sonata.
Every night was long and gloomy. Shadows gathered in the air. No one ever listened to me. No one wondered, did I care? None in all the world to love me. None to count the stars that hung. Then the moon came out above me, and I saw that it was young. I wished on the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness. It all came true. I wished on the moon for you.
Perfectly frank. Time for the gig guide now here on Swing Time, and we begin at the Lascar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 6th of May, with Tullis Rennie Safe Operating Space. This is described as a multi-textured analog electronics rooted in ambient and club sounds. So if you want to see what that's all about, it's played by Tullis Rennie on electronics, Tara Franks on cello, Kath Roberts on baritone, and Dee Byrne on alto, which is not an exactly unoriginal quartet lineup. Cabanas Thursday evening this week on the 7th of May. Our old friend Phil Johnson will be there on organ and vocals, with plenty of other familiar faces: Chris Walker on guitar, Piero Tucci on saxophone, and John Watterson on the drums. Leopold Square, and I'm pleased to say that the live summer concerts in Leopold Square have already commenced. I didn't have sufficient notice to advise you of activities over the bank holiday weekend, but coming up this weekend on Saturday the 9th will be Katie Bosworth, the vocalist, with a variety of R&B, pop and soul. Not all the concerts at Leopold Square will appeal to Swingtime listeners, but I shall give details in any case as to give people options. And on Sunday, around 2 o'clock the start, the attraction is a band called Bex Pizzata, which is a four-piece band covering old and modern blues and soul and country. and early notice about Worksop Library next Tuesday, the 12th of May, where the excellent saxophonist Ben Martin will be accompanied by his regular trio, Matt Ratcliffe on piano, Martin Spencer on bass, and Andrew Wood on drums. That's next Tuesday, the 12th at Worksop Library. We haven't heard from the late pianist Jessica Williams on Swing Time for a while, so let's go to her album This Side Up, recorded at the Systems 2 Studios in Brooklyn on the 16th and 17th of August 2001. This album comprises almost totally of Jessica's own compositions. This is one of them, Miles to Go, which was written in honour of Miles Davis. But as usual in Jessica's playing, there is elements of Thelonious Monk entering into a more straight-ahead setting here and there. We find in this trio then Ray Drummond on bass, Victor Lewis on drums, and on piano, of course, Jessica Williams.
Thank you.
Jessica Williams on Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. There is still a further delay on the UK release of the date for the new album by Kurt Elling and the WDR Big Band. It looks like being next month now. I'll certainly be bringing the album as soon as I get my hands on it, but it is taking rather longer than I thought it would. In the meantime, here for the first time on Swing Time comes a live recording from Vienna in October 2005, where the WDR hooked up with keyboardist and composer Joe Zawinul. As well as a solo from Joe Zawinul here, we also have an alto solo from Heiner Werbeny. So here then is Joe Zawinul, the WDR, and a Joe Zawinul composition, A Remark You Made. Thank you. And we're sticking with the same session in Vienna, from this session from the WDR band and Joe Zawinul, a track called Night Passage. Again, Joe on keyboards, and he was also the composer. And on flugelhorn, we get a solo from Kenny Rampton. This, by the way, is a double CD live performance, and if you're looking for it anywhere, it did come out about 20 years ago. It's actually on an album called Brown Street. Here again, then, Joe Zawinul and the WDR.
Oh, Life's great, life's grand, future all planned. No more clouds in the sky. How am I riding? I'm riding high. Someone I love, mad for my love. So long, Jonah, goodbye. How am I riding? I'm riding high. Floating on a starlit ceiling, doting on the clouds I'm dealing, gloating, cause I'm feeling so half-happy. I'm slap-happy. Ring bells, sing songs, blow horns, beat gongs. Our love never will die. How am I riding? I'm riding high. Floating on a starlit ceiling, doting on the cards I'm dealing, gloating, cause I'm feeling so half-happy. I'm slap-happy. Ring bells, sing songs, blow horns, beat gongs. Our love never will die. How am I riding? I'm riding.
And we finish this first hour of Swing Time this week here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with vocalist and piano player Jerry Southern, singing there backed by the Marty Paich Octet on a 1958 album, which I think came out on the Roulette label, called Southern Breeze. The number we heard was written in 1936 by Cole Porter for Ethel Merman to sing in the musical Red Hot and Blue. And, of course, we heard Jerry Southern and Riding High. And that just about completes this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm John Yule, and I'm so pleased that you've decided to join us. I hope you like all the music I've selected for you for this first hour of the show, be featuring the likes of Ray Haynes, Conrad Herwig, John Pizzarelli and his new album. Michael Coates is also set to go. He's on the F1 grid and ready to fly from the trap. So I'll say cheerio from me, John Yule. Thanks for listening.